minutes after the hour. Welcome, welcome. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And, you know, Colfax, I always like starting the show off with the best foot possible. And so anytime we get this guy on, we like to put him on like right to start this bad boy off. 1205, 1206. It's Colorado State men's basketball coach, Coach Nico Medved, joining us. Coach, it's been a while since we've got to see you guys play some basketball, man. It's been like a month almost.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, you look back and it feels like forever ago that we were in Laramie playing, but I mean, anybody who's followed any of this knows that nothing about this season is normal, and we've been pretty fortunate. I mean, since we came off our COVID pause early in the year, we haven't missed any games, and you just felt like it was a matter of time before we were going to get hit, and unfortunately, we've got hit here with several in a row, but that's unfortunately not uncommon, and we'll be okay. We'll make up for it and be ready to roll.
Coach, what is that like for you personally and for your team? You come off this high of taking care of business against Wyoming, a rivalry, and you, of course, it's been a great season thus far. But what's that like? You're on that high, and then here we go. We hurry up and wait.
It's different. We've got such a resilient group of guys, and you know, I think understanding, you know, what it is. And I mean, yeah, that was a different time when you have to walk into the meeting room, you know, 40 minutes before tip when they think the guys are already halfway warmed up and lathered up and say, hey, by the way, you know, the game's getting called. But, you know, like we said, hey, that's just part of what's going on right now. And you got to quickly be able to adapt and be agile, and we'll figure out what's next and worry about what we can control right now. And so, The guys have been great in practice. They're obviously anxious to get back out on the court and play, or excited to get back out on the court and play, I should say. But we're doing fine. And all in all, like you said, it's been a great year. And I think there's a lot left to be played yet.
Coach, if you go to Twitter, you should be able to schedule games, right? I mean, all these guys on Twitter have they have the plan. I've read 465 plans for you guys. And I was going to say, which one do you like the most? One of these guys will do it. But I don't think a lot of people realize there's so much that goes into this. It doesn't matter if there's another team that doesn't have a game. There is a lot more that goes into this.
Yeah, I mean, without question. I mean, I think people don't understand. I mean, they do understand, but, you know, this is what we do. I mean, our entire approach is trying to be the best we can and try to do what's best for our team. And of course, like every other team who's out there, you have a break. You're looking to see if you can find a game to play. But, you know, it takes two to tango. There's a lot of things that have to add up, that have to make sense. And it's very, very difficult this late in the season. You know, you could take school that you might know and call, hey, you guys have a break this weekend. We do. What about, you know, maybe let's play. And, you know, the other team may decide they don't want to play. You know, they might say, you know what, gosh, we could use a 5 or 6 day break here, you know, to kind of rest up. And we're in great shape right now. And I feel good about where we're at. You know, thanks, but no thanks. And you're waiting around, obviously, to hear what's going to happen with the rescheduling of games in your league. And so it's very, very difficult this late in the season to find another opponent that makes sense for you, that is willing to play. And so, of course, we're trying our tail off, but that's just not, you know, it's not happening right now. And I want people to understand that's okay. You know, it is what it is. We're still going to play these games. And I think there's an opportunity the conference will make up some of those games. And we've got the Mountain West tournament and then hopefully the postseason. So, and if something were to happen where we can schedule a game, we obviously will try to do that.
Yeah, and obviously we know we have the Air Force game set. And I know, Coach, you can only give us so much information, but we're getting people to say, hey, is that what it's going to be? We finish the season with those two games? Or like you just said, maybe the Mountain West. I mean, I know this is what they're doing right now as we speak, trying to figure out, are we going to make those games up? Are we going to figure that out? But how confident are you that you'll have more games than the Air Force game in between the tournament?
I feel like there's a really, really good chance that we will. I mean, of course you can't. I mean, you follow the news. I mean, you know, who knows what it's going to look like. But I do believe that there's a really, really good chance that we will play you know, after our Air Force games, you know, going into the Mountain West tournament, that we'll find a way to fit in games. And, you know, hey, fans need to realize, I mean, we will do everything we can and continue to look around. And if the right opportunity presents itself to play a non-conference game, of course we would do that. But again, I think people don't quite understand how difficult that is at this juncture.
We're talking to Colorado State head coach Nico Medved. And yeah, coach, I mean, you tell me from your experience, and again, none of us have experienced anything like this for the past year. But as far as stopping games, I mean, you look at some teams, they're trying to figure themselves out and then they're stopped. And so that's like, oh, that's certainly a wrench being thrown their way. However, your team, I mean, my goodness, it's just been so much fun to watch. There's so much momentum with this program, but you're still able to practice. So how does this impact you? I mean, again, you won't know that answer until after next week, but how concerned are you, I should say?
Well, I mean, there's no question. In a perfect world, you're playing pretty well. You'd like to stay in that rhythm of, you know, a little bit of practice, but play games. I mean, I think that's what we're all used to. You get in game shape, you get in rhythm, you want to keep doing that, but that's not the way it is. So you have no control over that. And I think of course you'd prefer it to be the other way. But if you dwell on that, you're really not focusing on what's going on. And I think for us, it's like, okay, well, how can we use this time to try to stay in shape? And it's hard to do that without playing games, but you know, how can we become smarter? How can we execute better? How can we become closer as a team? I mean, all those things. And so I think there are opportunities to get better. There might be opportunities for certain guys that are banged up a little bit to get healthy. Obviously this is a really long layoff, but I think you do your best as you can in practice and just focus on what you can control, you know, and that's all you can do. And so none of this is ideal for anybody. And so I know we'll get back out on the court and play. And when we do that, it's our job to try to be ready. And so I don't know. I don't think this is uncharted territory, right, for anyone. But I think that's all you can do. You know, it's happened to so many people around the country that have lost games and have had layoffs, and it is what it is. It's not ideal, but gosh, we'll be fine.
Yeah. How much now are you watching? I mean, you see Utah State, Boise State, now this conference, coach. I don't remember a conference like this coming down to the wire. Like, so it's, I mean, again, it's not ideal for anything or anyone or any team or any conference, but the last, these you four teams in this conference, it's heating up so much. That's why it's a little extra frustrating, I suppose, for fans to see this pause.
Yeah, absolutely. The league is in great shape. I mean, it is. You know, I watched that game last night. The Boise Utah, that's a high level basketball game, and there's a lot of high level basketball being played in the Mountain West this year. And so, it's really fun to see. And obviously, the most important thing is this season, and you know, doing. But I think anybody can look at it and say, "Man, this is great. What's going on right now?" But it certainly appears to me that it's only going to get better.
Do you are you looking at the standings? I mean, you guys, we haven't played since February 6th, but you've moved up in the Mountain West Conference standings, so at least there's that.
I mean, you know, of course you look at the standings. I mean, I think our guys are, of course, they're aware of where they are and you know, what they dream about doing. But I think we've done a really good job of just, you know, focusing on right now and that. And so, yeah, I mean, clearly we put ourselves in a great position. It's just like you said, it's so different this year because there's so many things that are out of your control. And, you know, you can drive yourself crazy by dwelling on that. So hopefully we get a chance to play a bunch of, you know, some more of these games. Hopefully we get to obviously play the Air Force series and get a chance to maybe make up some other games and see where we are. But clearly we're right there, Brady, you know. And so I think that's what our focus has to be and take what's next and do the best we can.
Yeah, so many great points to this season. It's been so much fun and you know, historic for many reasons, I suppose. What is your message to your guys? How often do you talk to them? I mean, you get in practice and you got to know they're frustrated. I mean, these kids, that's what they do. They live to play this game. They want to play this game. And practice just doesn't cut it, coach, and you know that. What is that message like for these guys that they're probably watching other teams that they want to compete with? They're watching them play.
I think the message is consistent, you know, and at the same point in time, we were also playing a lot of games when other people were watching us play. You know, so I think everybody's been in this situation a little bit. And so I think that, man, they do a remarkable job of handling it pretty well. And, you know, they know that everything they want is still right in front of them, despite, you know, the temporary pause. And I think they do a great job of not dwelling on it and focus on what they can control. The energy has been terrific in practice. I think that they've embraced that. And, you know, I think it's all about how you look at things sometimes. And you never get a chance this late in the season to have this kind of a break. Well, although that stinks and it's not ideal, well, what could we do to turn it into a positive? You know, what could we do? Like, how can we get better? How can we, you know, and I think that's what we try to do, because what's the alternative to that?
Yeah.
Complaining, whining, you know what I mean? Worrying about things you can't, there is no. And so we're trying our best. The guys have done a great job. You know, obviously we want to play games. If there was an opportunity that made sense, and then trust me, you know, you should talk to Aaron, my ops guy. I mean, it is a constant thing, you know, working on this stuff. But you know what? Next Saturday, we'll be here soon enough. And before we know it, we'll be right back in this rhythm of playing games. And hopefully we're playing our best going into the Mountain West tournament.
Yeah, and this Mountain West tournament, I mean, Coach, it for fans, for us, I mean, it could be unlike anything we've seen with this conference. Like you said, not just the top four teams, though. And unfortunately, we didn't get to see it, the Nevada situation. But Nevada, I mean, there's some good teams up and down the board here. And teams that are kind of in the bottom, I mean, we could see them improve next year. But like you said earlier, this conference isn't going anywhere. I mean, it's certainly heating up. It might be this way for a while.
It certainly looks like that to me. I mean, you've got some terrific coaches and really good players, younger teams that are going to continue to get better. And I look up and down the league, and I just think that the league is, it reminds me so much of when I was here as an assistant, you know, and I look at it, and it certainly feels the same way to me. And I can't wait for fans to be back in the stands. You know, the Mountain West just has terrific venues and settings to play in, and to get back to doing that, I just think it's going to be an awesome time and kind of a renaissance here for Mountain West basketball.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Coach, last one for you. I don't like to jinx anything or, you know, ask those crazy questions, but in the back of your mind, I mean, we're talking about the big dance, of course. We've talked about that on this program a lot following this team throughout the course of the year. Is that something you think about? And if so, what does this pause do? I mean, we've had everybody from, you know, they'll say, oh, well, it's actually might, you know, if they sit idle here until Air Force, who knows what'll happen. But what does that do in terms of those chances?
Who knows? I don't know that. I mean, would it have made a difference had we played the New Mexico games to where we'd stand now? I don't know. I think, you know, when you look at this, you know, throughout the years and what goes on, we're clearly in a good position. You know, yeah, I mean, some of those teams and other leagues have a chance to, they might still play five more quad one games. I mean, I don't know, but I don't know what it does to our chances. I do think we're going to get some more games here before the Mountain West tournament. And I think we're in a great position. I think we've got a chance. Everything we want is right in front of us. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing, and we got to try to come out. And whenever we play, if it's Saturday against Air Force, we got to come out and be loaded for bear and ready to play a great game. But it's so hard to know. These things change daily, right? As games go on in college basketball daily, these things change. Some of it you control, most of it you don't, right?
Yeah.
What the other teams are doing, you really control what you can do. And so I think we've got a great resume so far. I really believe that. I think we have more to add to our resume, clearly with games, and we've just got to keep focusing on that. But I do think we're in a good position here. And obviously we talk about playing in the NCAA tournament, and that's what these guys want to do. But how do we play in the NCAA tournament? It's to focus on what you're doing every day and to just try to get better. And so, but there's a lot of basketball left to be played. Ram fans, it's going to be fine. We're going to make the most of our opportunity here, and I'm looking forward to us playing here down the stretch.
Yeah, Coach, no joke. While we had you on hold to start the show, I'm refreshing everything to make sure you guys didn't schedule a game underneath my nose here before we got you on the program.
I could walk out of here and find out that, hey, guys, we can play this. I mean, that's the way these things work. But I want people to know, and I know they know this, but, you know, nobody's sitting around twiddling their thumbs over here
right.
in the basketball office like, oh, yeah, we don't want to. But it's very, very difficult. And, you know, like I guess I would ask you, it's not just us, but you're not really looking around the country at all right now and seeing teams play non-conference games, are you?
Yeah. You're right. You're not seeing it as easy.
I mean, like, who else is doing it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that should kind of tell people that there's so many factors that go into it, and people that look at it and they're late in the season, and you know, it's you're coming down the home stretch, and it's just very, very difficult to do. Even if you want, it's not a matter of just wanting to do it. You might want to do it desperately, but that doesn't mean that there's an opportunity for you out there. And so, of course you're trying, but if it doesn't happen, it's going to be fine. It's
yeah.
going to be fine. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and you're 100% right. You're not seeing a lot of games just randomly poof out of nowhere. We've scheduled it. You're not seeing that all over. So you're exactly right. There's a lot more that goes into it. Coach, I love watching this program. It is so much fun. I can't wait till we get there, at least for next Saturday. And like we said, we'll keep refreshing. We'll see what you guys have in store for us.
Well, we'll keep you posted. And Brady, I appreciate you having me on. And be patient, Ram fans. And I love the fact that people are missing watching us play.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean
better than the alternative, right?
So you're exactly right. You're in the alternative could be, oh, okay, well it's over. Let's just stop now. You don't know this program. I think fans, we are chomping at the bit. We want to see what you guys can do. And man, it's been fun so far, Coach. So much respect for you and what you guys are doing over there. Hang in there, and we'll look forward to next week.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate it.
All right, man. That's Coach Nico Medved. Whew. I mean, I'm refreshing right now, Colfax, because the worst thing I could have done, right, is have him on and they scheduled something and I have no idea. So I'm literally, because if you go to ESPN right now, they have the Nevada game still up. And so, I mean, it's just so it's like confused. I'm looking at the Nuggets schedule. They still have Nuggets Charlotte for tomorrow, but they play Cleveland now. So yeah, I can't. It doesn't take much for me to sound like an idiot, Colfax. But in this day and age, the schedule changes can make idiots of us all. 23 minutes after the hour, power to play sports poll question: should the Nuggets make a move? Is it time for Denver to make a move? They lose last night to Washington. Now, don't be fooled, folks. A lot of high up NBA guys say Washington's record is very deceptive. That this team's gonna get it right. It's not an excuse. When you give up 134 points, Colfax, you're not going to win many games. All right, we'll talk about that coming up. More all things Nuggets. I'm going to get Kelly Lyle on the show. More Rams talk, more Mountain West talk as well. Chris Dempsey, we're still trying to get him confirmed. And our boy, Zach Stevens, on Twitter just shared the odds of this team getting Deshaun Watson are looking good. I'll let you guess who that team is. We'll be right back.
We have the games. Go to 1310kfk.com to see our preps, college, and pro game schedules on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans. This is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, Coach said, I feel like there's a really, really good chance there will be another game or two added between the Air Force and the Mountain West Conference Tournament. So, I mean, Colfax, read between the lines. He told me that it's probably happening. You know, he's not going to break the news here. I did just shoot him a text, and I said, if you have any tips on that schedule, feel free to call. We'll break it right here. We'll get it on the show, but that's Colorado State. Great guy. Man, Medved's like, isn't he one of the great coaches? I mean, he is. He's got such a great career in store for him, but he's already done big things. for the Rams. And he's had an awesome attitude about the whole thing. That's the best. You know, rather than just getting mad about it and frustrated. And I know every coach is saying the right things. They're all saying, well, yeah, we got to be. But you can hear it in his voice. He's keeping those guys positive in practice. So that's good. Not COVID positive, though. Let me clear that. Let me clear that, Colfax. Should the Nuggets make a move? Is it time?
No.
Last week, okay, it's just such a roller coaster right now. We just get done beating the Lakers. The Nuggets go on a three-game winning streak, and you're thinking, okay, things are good again. Well, then they lose these last two games, and suddenly the sky is falling. My video that we did last week, that's my big concern, is when does Joker get frustrated? He's very frustrated with MPJ. He puts his head in his hands. Every time MPJ shoots it and misses it, Joker's very animated about that. And that's tough, man. I mean, Porter has got to feel like he's walking on eggshells right now. And you don't want him to do that. You want him to be in this aggressive mentality. But I mean, if you think the Nuggets should make a move, and a lot of you are, and I'm going to read some of your comments, then you need to be ready to separate yourself from Jamal Murray. Because what other move's going to take you to the next level? Oh, I'm going to package Michael Porter Jr. and Hartenstein, and you don't have any assets. Gary Harris isn't a valuable commodity. Monte Morris? I love Morris, but I mean, if you make a move, you're making a move to get DeMar DeRozan in here or Bradley Beal. You're making a move to get another star, because packaging all these guys to just bring in another group of B players isn't going to do the trick. So those of you that are voting yes, it's time to make a move, are you comfortable with moving on from Jamal Murray? Because that is your next best asset. You cannot get another superstar in Denver trading. Now, okay, is Porter Jr. appealing to you if you're an outside team? Yes and no. I can see the ceiling looks high for this guy, but man, we got a long way to go for defense. Are we ready to get rid of a star on this team? And if you are ready to get rid of a star on your team, you might be looking at a different partner to trade with outside of the Nuggets. Guy says that depends. My initial thought is yes. But upon further reflection, the major difference between last year's team and this year's is Grant and Craig. Definitely, they are weaker defensively. Murray isn't the same. That means they have to say that to make a significant trade, they would have to give up on one of the big three. Yeah, and again, you're not getting rid of Joker. Joker is hopefully a Nugget for life. Porter's stock isn't there. That's not going to yield you another star. It's Jamal Murray. If you want to get another good player in Denver to take you to the next step, it's trading Jamal Murray for another star and then throwing in a PJ Dozier or something like that to get another guy. But so those of you who are so quick to vote on this, and listen, I'm not saying I'm giving management a pass here on what they put on the floor this season. They took a chance and they lost so far. Their gamble was that MPJ and Murray would be enough, would grow enough without them having to make any big moves. I mean, Jamichael Green is a fine player, but I think at this stage, at least, he's a downgrade from Jeremy Grant. Hartenstein is a downgrade from Plumlee. PJ Dozier getting more minutes is a downgrade from Torrey Craig. I was for the moves when they made them. That's why I'm not a general manager, but they made these moves, and now they have to live with it. I'm not saying the season's over. I'm not saying they're not going to the playoffs, but as of right now, they're a 500 basketball team. They're a squeak into the playoffs type team right now. That's who they are, with an MVP on the roster, and that's got to be frustrating. 32 minutes after the hour, a lot of Nuggets talk today. Zach Stevens is heating it up, man, on Twitter. He's saying that the Broncos are the favorite to land Deshaun Watson. All you have to do is give up the city of Denver to get a guy that didn't elevate Houston, and now he's going to elevate this? Okay, 32 minutes after the hour. And Colfax, you might have changed your mind on this. We'll talk about it a little bit later on. 33 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Now, I know we just had Coach Medved on, but I wanted to, the way the scheduling is going, I wanted to get another CSU insider on the program here just in case. Kelly Lyle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kelly, have they scheduled a game yet?
you know what? The men haven't, and the women just lost two more.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Like in the last 30 minutes, the women's series this weekend versus Nevada got canceled because of COVID issues with Nevada's program.
Wow.
So both CSU teams could go 3 weeks without playing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're talking what men's last time we saw them, February 6th against Wyoming. Now, Coach was kind of, you know, he said more or less, I'm really, really optimistic that we get a game between Air Force and the Mountain West tournament. So that might look good. But either way, if you look, Air Force is next Saturday. So, I mean, you're right. You're going to be going a long time without playing a game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reality is it's a very long time without a game and at a critical time in the season. I mean, this Colorado State team was really, you know, had some good momentum going for it. It was, things were looking up and again, to a certain extent, maybe they're still looking up even without playing because, you know, Boise State goes and beats Utah State last night and creates even more of a logjam at the top of the conference given three different teams, including CSU. Three losses in league play. So, you know, the Rams may end up winning the title without playing again, the regular season title at the rate things are going. But I'm not sure that's really a good thing. It'd be nice to win a title, certainly, a regular season crown, but I think you want to be playing games and be fresh and be on top of your game because you don't want to go into the conference. You don't want to go into a conference tournament or potentially NCAA postseason without having played a whole lot of games in February and March.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. I mean, you nobody's been in this situation, but we do know this, Kelly. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to go, hey, if you haven't played a game in a few weeks, there's going to be rust. I mean, we're seeing it at the pro level. We see it at different sports. There's going to be rust. So that is something, yeah, Rams fans are certainly concerned about.
Yeah, and I think they should be, you know. And I know what Nico's saying. I think the Mountain West is going to have to find a way to play some tiebreaker-type games, if nothing else, in the week between those regular season finales and the conference tournament. So maybe that's where the Rams get a chance to shake off some rust, but you don't really want to shake off rust in a tiebreaker to determine a regular season champion, especially if for some reason, you know, we're seeing more and more talk around the country that conference tournaments may not happen or teams may opt out of them. Teams that think they're going to go to the NCAAs without having to win a conference tournament. So there's no guarantee that Mountain West tournament even happens. If that's the case, winning that regular season title becomes even more critical because it's the only way you get automatic bid. I think conferences have to make that call by next Friday, whether they want to give those automatic bids to their tournament champions or their regular season champions.
Yeah, no, I mean,
yeah, made that call.
Yeah, it's going to be so tight here over. And again, this race, Kelly, I was talking to Coach about this. This is must-see television, this Mountain West race. And not even the last four. I mean, Nevada, if we could have seen some more games there. They're two games out. And then you see what happened with Boise State and Utah State. This is absolutely insane. And the Rams, they haven't, as you mentioned, haven't played in a couple weeks. And they moved up in the standings. So at least there's that.
Yeah. And they're moving up in the net rankings without playing too by a few spots, which is awkward in itself. So I don't know. I mean, to an extent, their postseason hopes probably get better the fewer games they're playing down the stretch. But the reality and their chances to actually do something in the postseason continue to diminish as they lose games because they're just not getting that on-court competition that they need to stay sharp, in my opinion.
Kelly Lyle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And that's the thing. I mean, where are we, Kelly? I mean, they have the Air Force game. Let's assume that that's it. They play the two Air Force games, which I think we're optimistic there might be another game added in between. But let's just assume they played those two games. They win those two games. And let's pretend the Mountain West Conference doesn't exist right now. Is that enough? And if Boise State ends up winning the regular season title, is that enough to get an at-large bid?
Well, you know, that's the hard thing is right now I don't know that Boise State would win the regular. Well, I guess they could. They'd have to sweep Utah State, which they could do. That's going to be a huge game for the Rams. Ram fans now need the opposite result and probably want Utah State to win this second matchup of those two, because then CSU stays is in probably better shape for the tiebreakers.
True.
And that gets awkward too, how that's all going to shake out. But it's going to get very, very bizarre as to how it goes. And I don't know if that's going to be enough. I mean, that would be 16 regular season wins. If there is no conference tournament, you know, a 16-4 record. And again, that's also assuming that those games against Air Force get played. I mean, who knows? You know, what if those get called off next week? Then it gets even dicier. And all of a sudden, you've got a Colorado State team that hasn't played in a month heading into a conference tournament. And I don't know that they do get into the NCAA with that situation.
Wow. Boy, it's going to come down to the wire. How about this one? Okay, so San Diego State's at fourth, sitting at fourth in the conference, but they're ranked 25th. That's bizarre, and I understand it because San Diego State, some of those losses were without key guys. So, okay, whatever. But that's also a good thing because if San Diego State can stay there, that makes that win that Rams had against them look even better. So, again, there's at least that side of it.
There is, but at the same time, San Diego State, I mean, they that national ranking and the fact that they've won six in a row now, they're healthy again. Unfortunately, I see them bumping a different Mountain West team out of the tournament. I don't think they get in necessarily as a third or fourth Mountain West team in the field. I think the Mountain West is still going to struggle to get three in, and San Diego State might bump a deserving Colorado State, Utah State, or Boise State out of that mix.
And that's what's so difficult, because Rams fans are watching the Mountain West closely. They're watching the Rams closely. But, Kelly, this happens every year. There's a ton of and I'm not trying to belittle Colorado State, because we love watching them. They're a great team. But there's a ton of teams like the Rams that are doing big things and, you know, smaller conferences, whatever. And that's why these decisions are so extremely difficult.
They are, and the general consensus this year from people that have that, you know, are paying closer attention to how brackets and all might work is that there's probably going to be more of a push to get in that eighth or ninth place team from a power from one of the, you know, Big Six conferences when you talk basketball and throw the Big East into the football Power Five, and that's going to be really, really, that's going to leave even fewer slots for at-large teams out of the Mountain West, out of the Atlantic 10, out of some other conferences that are very deserving of some of those spots, but they may not get them.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. Kelly, what are you working on for us, man? I mean, I know you guys are piecing together scenarios and outlining how difficult it might be to get a game scheduled, but what are you putting together for us that we can check out in the next couple of days?
You know, right now, just some short updates on different things, games getting canceled, working on kind of a longer-term thing about just how the CSU women have sort of built themselves back into a program that's now on top of the conference after three pretty bad seasons. And they've been very up and down in Ryan Williams' tenure and just kind of how that stands. And then also just looking at some other things as we start heading in toward postseason play. Short thing I'm putting up in a few minutes about a Colorado Eagles watch party at the drive-in in March. So that'll be interesting in itself.
Oh, yeah. That'll be very cool. Kelly, look forward to that, man. Appreciate you breaking it down for us. And we'll talk next week, and maybe we'll have some more information. We might have some more information as soon as you get off the phone. Who knows?
Maybe. I don't know. I was just posting the women's cancellation series getting canceled right when you called. So we'll be that story will be up as soon as I get off this call and type in a few more keywords in certain fields.
Yeah, we'll check it out for sure. Kelly, appreciate you, man. Talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
All right, Greenacre just text in. Again, if you want to text the show, 970-478-1301, 478-1301. If you're a part of the text club, you don't need to enter KFKA to get in. You're already there. But if you're new, text KFKA to that number. He says, we want Boise State to sweep Utah State because that'll give Utah State a fourth loss. It's highly unlikely Boise can sweep San Diego State on the road, so Boise should get a fourth loss there. I agree with you 100%. There you go, Green Acres. Now you're getting it. So I do think that's what you want. Oh, my gosh. Susan and Cheryl, love that. Green Acres is the star of the show today. That gives the Rams the opportunity to control their own destiny Because even if San Diego State sweeps Boise, we'd have the tiebreaker versus Utah State, as you mentioned, and win the number one seed and the Mountain West Conference regular season title. The Rams have never done it. They've never won the Mountain West Conference regular season title. And, yeah, I think you're taking this one thing at a time, one game at a time, and you're rooting for Boise State to lose to Utah State tomorrow night. That game, I think, is at 8 o'clock. That's going to be on FS1. So I know, Rams fans, you don't have Rams games to watch. That game, you know, I know this is going to hurt Rams fans' feelings. Tonight is my game of the week, by the way. You got CU and Oregon. That's my game of the week. But that one's pretty tempting to throw up there. Maybe I do two games of the week because now this one has so much meaning to it. And this is where Boise State's running into that saw here. Kevin Lytle told us about this, that Boise State's good, but they're in the back half of their schedule. We're going to find out if this team's for real. All right, well, you beat Utah State. They did lose both games to Nevada. So, and we're talking about Nevada. They're the odd man out in this whole conversation, but Nevada's a decent basketball team, which would have helped the Rams had they at least won one of those games and swept them, then they'd all but be in. So that's why that loss, not getting those games, is so difficult. Now the Broncos have Utah State tomorrow night, and then they play San Diego State next week twice. So it's going to get dicey, man. The cool thing is we could see the Rams jump up to a top spot without having to play any games. But at the end of the day, it's going to hurt not playing games. If you get into the tournament, are we going to get the best representation from the Rams? And that's the really tough part to take. All right, 49 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, the Denver Nuggets, where are we with this situation? I got a lot of feedback on this on our social media, on our Facebook page, so we're going to get to that in just a moment. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Green Acres, you got it all figured out, man. But I do have a serious question at the end of this text. I want to read it because it's a great text. Okay, yes. First off, CSU has to beat Air Force both times. Like, that has to happen. If you split, I mean, I think I might have said if you split, but yeah, looking at the rest of these teams and the situation, yeah, you got to win them both. So you win both of those games. Green Acres says Boise State still has one at home versus Utah State and two on the road at San Diego State. It's very likely they lose at least once. True, I'm with you there. Utah State has one more at Boise State and two at home versus Nevada. And now Nevada, even though they have COVID stuff, they're still coming on strong. You're right. So there's a decent chance Utah State loses at least once. San Diego State has two at Fresno State and two at home versus Boise. It'd be shocking if they lose one versus Fresno. Crazier things have happened. Sweeping Boise seems sub 50. Yeah, that's going to be the interesting one. However, Green Acres points this out, and he's right. If CSU wins both games and the other three teams lose at least once, CSU is the regular season champ. So here's the question, Green Acres. Do you bother scheduling another game? Because you're not going to know the scenario. You're not going to know it. Do you bother doing it? You know CSU, they're talking about it. You know that's something that's coming up. Because if you schedule another game between the conference tournament, which, again, that seems more likely than scheduling a game now and into next week, early next week. So, do you schedule another game? Do you leave well enough alone? You play Air Force, you beat them twice, you cross your fingers, and you hope that, you know, tomorrow night we see Utah State beat Boise State. You know, we see Boise State lose a game after that, and then we see San Diego State lose a game after that. Okay, the perfect scenario. Do you leave well enough alone, or do you try to get the Nevada games in? Do you try to get New Mexico in? Again, I'm not worried about New Mexico, but Nevada, And Green Acres says, absolutely, schedule another game. You play the game to play the game. Yeah, but you want to play bigger games, and you want to guarantee that you play bigger games. That's what's interesting. I mean, it's like a chess piece here. I don't know. Especially if you can get, if you can get New Mexico, then okay. But do you want to play Nevada if you beat Air Force and you see these other teams lose? But that's the thing. You have to make that decision before you play Air Force. I mean, because the logistics of scheduling the game and everything is going to be very, very interesting. All right, Zach Stevens from DNVR Broncos says, the Broncos are now the odds-on favorite to land Deshaun Watson. And you're in on this now, Colfax. You've changed. You went over to the dark side.
I'm a flip-flopper. I was first way for it, then you convinced me otherwise, and now I'm back to bring him on.
Yesterday, you were talking about it in the foyer.
Lobby,
the foyer there. Yeah. And you convinced yourself that you wanted Deshaun Watson at all costs, whatever it takes, get him into Denver.
I don't think I said all costs.
Okay.
I think we're looking at this the wrong way. If we give up a bunch of first-round picks, I don't think that's the end of the Broncos organization, because you can always trade for more first-round picks down the line with another star, like a wide receiver, Tim Patrick, that maybe he did really good. I don't know. It doesn't put the nail in the coffin.
Your argument and everybody else's argument is still that Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler and Cortland Sutton are all amazing. And I love Cortland Sutton, but he was injured all year last year. So that's a big assumption. You're assuming that Jeudy and KJ become monsters. Noah Fant becomes a monster. That's my fear.
But what makes better wide receivers?
Better quarterback. You got me there. You got me there, Colfax. All right, second hour coming up. Do the Nuggets need to apply some of that logic and go big? We'll be right back.